Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of the most useful little moments in drama and bass production, the rewind. That classic pullback tells the listener, right away, that something just hit hard enough to deserve a repeat. And in jungle and old school DNB, this is more than a flashy trick. It's an arrangement tool. It creates tension, gives the crowd a moment to lock in, and sets up the next section with way more impact. So today, we're going to build a rewind style edit in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools only. And we're going to keep it musical, tight, and properly dance-a-floor ready. The basic shape we're aiming for is simple: hit, pullback, brief suspension, then re-entry. That energy contour is everything. If the listener can feel that shape clearly, the rewind works even before they consciously notice all the details. Let's start by choosing the right source. Don't rewind everything. Pick one strong moment with a clear reason to exist. That might be the last snare before the drop, a vocal stab, a bass answer in a call and response phrase, or a breakbeat fill ending. For an old-school jungle vibe, a one-bar break fragment or a two-beat drum phrase is often perfect. For a darker roller, maybe it's the tail end of a bass and snare tag. If your source is MIDI, bounce it to audio first. That's a big teacher tip right there. Audio gives you much tighter control, and it makes the edit feel more committed. In a rewind moment, commitment matters. So once you've got your target phrase, consolidate it. In Live 12, that means making it into one clean audio region. This speeds everything up and keeps your edit tidy. Zoom in and check the start and end points. You want the clip to begin and end cleanly, ideally on a transient or a sensible zero crossing area, with no extra mess hanging off the sides. Now duplicate that clip. On the duplicate, flip reverse on. That's your rewind body. But don't just reverse a whole bar randomly and hope for the best. The best rewind moments usually reverse the most recognizable part of the phrase, often just the last half bar or even a shorter fragment. That way, the listener catches the motion fast, and the groove still makes sense. If the reverse feels a little loose, use warp to tighten it up. You want it to sit rhythmically, not float around like a sound design experiment. This is DNB, so the grid matters. Keep the energy locked to the tempo. Now let's make it sound like a rewind, not just a reversed clip. Put a simple effects chain on the reversed audio. Our really solid starting chain is a Q8, auto filter, saturator, and utility. First, high pass the reverse layer if it's competing with your kick and sub. Somewhere around 100 to 150 Hz is a good starting point that keeps the low end clean. Then use auto filter in low pass mode to darken the reversal. A cutoff somewhere in the few hundred Hz to low kilohertz range can give you that pulled back, tape-like feel. Add a little resonance if you want the motion to poke through, but don't overdo it. Then use saturator for a touch of grit. Just a little drive can help the reverse feel more physical and less polite. And with utility, trim the level if needed. A rewind should support the moment, not overpower the main drop. Here's a really important thing: leave a tiny gap before the return. Even a 1/16 or 1/8 note of space can make the whole edit hit harder. That little vacuum creates suspense. If you just cram the reverse straight into the next downbeat, it can lose its punch. The pause is part of the performance. You can also add a short fade out on the original clip and let the reversed clip take over immediately after, or with a slight overlap. The goal is smooth control, not obvious editing seams. Then place a short return hit on the first beat after the rewind. That could be a snare, rimshot, impact, or a chopped break pickup. In jungle, a little MN-style snare fragment can sound amazing here. In darker material, a tight impact layered with sub can make the re-entry hit like a truck. Now for a classic tape stop style feeling. Ableton doesn't need a special plugin for this. You can fake it with stock tools. If the source is tonal, try automating the pitch down slightly across the rewind moment. A subtle drop of a couple semitones can create drag, and a bigger drop can feel like the whole thing is collapsing into the next section. You can also resample the rewind chain and edit the resampled audio again. That's a very Ableton-friendly workflow, and it often sounds more natural because it becomes one baked-in movement. If you want a more modern, glitchy flavor, you can experiment with beat repeat, but keep it light. This is more of a seasoning than the main dish. For old-school jungle, simpler is usually stronger. The moment should feel like it belongs in the arrangement, not like an FX demo. Now let's add some jungle flavor. A rewind in this style often sounds better when it's not isolated. Try layering in a chopped break fragment underneath, or add a bit of room tone, vinyl noise, or a short reverb tail from the final hit. You can use reverb with a moderate decay and a low cut so the tail doesn't clutter the bass. Echo can also work nicely if you want a dubby pullback feel, especially with filtered repeats. This matters because jungle and old school DnB are built on movement inside the drums. The rewind should feel like it's coming out of a living break, not pasted onto a static loop. Now, arrangement-wise, use rewind moments where they actually mean something. Don't throw them in every other bar. Put them at the end of an 8-bar phrase, before a drop variation, into a breakdown, between first and second drop, or in an outro where you want to signal a section change. Think like a DJ. If the room would react to the moment, it's probably in the right place. If not, shorten it, simplify it, or move it, and just as important, keep the low end under control. Reversed bass can smear the groove fast. If the rewind layer gets muddy, high pass it more aggressively, narrow the stereo width with utility, and check it in mono. The sub should come back clean and centered on the re-entry. That's where the power is. For heavier DnB version, you can even split the source into layers by frequency. Keep the low end dry or leave it out. Reverse the mids, and give the highs more reverb or delay. That gives you a much cleaner transition and avoids the usual low-end mush. Another nice variation is to reverse only the ambience. Keep the main hit forward-facing, but reverse the reverb tail or delay return. That can sound eerie and powerful, especially in darker rollers or neuro-influenced tracks. You get the ghostly pull without sacrificing punch. Before we wrap, let's make sure the transition actually feels intentional. A good rewind is not just an effect, it's a punctuation mark. It should answer the phrase that came before it and point directly to what comes next. If the reverse is too long, trim it. If it's too loud, pull it down a few dB. If the return isn't clear, give it a stronger impact or simplify the effects. Here's a quick practice approach. Load an 8-bar DnB loop at around 170 to 174 BPM. Pick one final phrase at the end of bar 8. Consolidate it, duplicate it, reverse the duplicate, trim it to around half a bar. Add a low-pass filter sweep, leave a tiny gap, and then land the next section with a short impact or snare. High-pass the rewind layer, check mono, and bounce it to audio so you can hear the result without staring at the screen. Then ask yourself, does it feel rhythmically locked? Does it clearly point to the next section? Is the sub still clean? And does it sound like jungle or DnB, not just a reversed sample? That's the core lesson here. The best rewind edits in DnB are short, purposeful, and controlled. They feel like a real gesture. They create anticipation, they preserve the groove, and they make the next drop hit harder. So commit to audio early, keep the first reversal audible quickly, use contrast instead of complexity, and think like a DJ. If you do that, your rewind won't just sound cool, it'll feel right in the arrangement. Next time, you'll be able to take any strong hit, bass phrase, or break fill and turn it into a proper rewind moment, with jungle energy and old-school attitude.